Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Is that too pink? It's too late to decide.
Well, I'm with Leah, season 2, episode 26.
Oh, our big professional staff had a few little problems this morning, but you know, when you're trying to run the world news in one department and then you've got, you know, entertainment in another department and then you've got all the other things going on, local news in Miami. I mean, there's so many departments in our building here, in our studio, our worldwide network, that we had some technical problems. I probably look really pink because I noticed that the pink light's closer than usual. The camera wouldn't turn to the side. But now we find out that's a Facebook issue. It is not a technical production issue on our end with our production staff. So welcome. It's Wednesday, and we are with another week of gossip, fun, and trivia. Are we on or not?
Yep, it's on.
It's not on over here.
Yeah.
Oh, so anyway, well, let me just look at myself and see how I look while getting all this stuff done. I mean, what do you guys think? Do I look fabulous enough to someone that got dressed in 5 minutes because I couldn't get the technical? We had so much going on. All right, so let's just catch up with what's going on.
Bye.
Oh my God. So this has been, can I turn this where I can see it? This has been the weekend of, oh my God. He's trying to get it. You know what? We need additional staff. You know, when you're running an empire, you never have enough people. So this last weekend, well, let's just start with the Gay Pride in Miami. So we went to the Gay Pride in Miami, the VIP opening at the Fina Hotel, where Julian Brandy from the People's Couch, if you guys watched it on Bravo, and now they have Dumb Gay Politics Podcast. That Dumb Gay Politics Podcast is hilarious. They're very informed. They're very smart, those girls. Anyway, they hosted it, and we went, Jason, James, and I tried to drag Roy and Roy Jr. They were like rolling their eyes like, we're not getting sucked into that. So we went, and they had a cocktail hour, but I didn't see them passing any food around. Were they? Oh, no, they did pass some food around.
A few things.
And then they had drinks, but I didn't have anything to drink because I'm kind of funny about just like drinking out of troughs at big, huge events. I don't know. And it was in a gorgeous building called the Faina Hotel, which our friend Alan Faina is like the decorator designer extraordinaire there. And he was out of town. Otherwise, he would have come down and said, hi, translation, bought us a drink. And anyway, we had fun. And then after the event was over, which it was not over quick enough as far as I was concerned, because the music was so loud. Oh, my ears were ringing for days. So when it was over, we left, the three of us. And did we walk or take we took an Uber. The first Uber we did really well. It was a very simple Uber. I picked up my phone, I hit Uber, they came, we got in the car, and we arrived, and it was great. Everything was easy. Then we had other Uber experiences later in the night. And we went and had drinks at a civilized place where we could hear the Faina across the street, their luxury lounge, which was fabulous, and they had no tables available, none, and they gave us the owner table. I was like, well, we'll take it. And then they say, well, if the owner comes in, we'd have to ask you to leave. I'd be like, oh, that's until they realize how fabulous they are. They invite us to stay at their table. Anyway, we hung out there for a while, and then we went down to the Delano, and then we... At the Delano, we sat outside where it was very civilized and very quiet in a brisk, fabulous Florida night with perfect weather. And we just gossiped about everything and everybody for about an hour. And then the girls went out after that, and Jason crashed like an old lady. Jason was acting like a 95-year-old. I'm so tired. I can't do this anymore. The 95-year-old Jason, half my age, had to leave early, and James and I hung out. And then the girls stayed, and we left. And then I called Uber. And then after I called Uber, Jason said, well, don't pick up Uber here because it's so congested. Walk a block or two. So I didn't know how it works. So we walked a block or two. Well, then, of course, I tried to call the Uber guy, and it just went on from there. So then I had to cancel him, and then I called another one, and then they both showed up, and then James's Uber was waiting, and then I was on the street corner dripping in all my jewelry, and James was like, I'm not going to leave you. I'm like, go ahead and go. Don't worry about it. I'll get my way home somehow. Had 15 Uber drivers trying to pick me up, and I was on the corner with my jewelry, and the homeless people coming by, and a guy winking at me, and James was like, I'm not leaving you. And I'm like, as long as no one steals my jewelry, I'm fine. Anyway, so finally I got home at, like, not too late, 1:30 or something like that. But, of course, I slept late the next day. I made the mistake of drinking a little coffee at 5 o'clock because I was crashing. And it kept me up till 4 in the morning. I couldn't believe it. I could not sleep. So the next day, I just slept all day. One thing good about Roy, he really doesn't even notice if I'm at the house sleeping, if I'm gone, if some guy's in the bed with me. He doesn't notice. He's in there on his computer, and RJ's in there doing his computer, and then RJ's doing his lessons, and then Freda's singing and dancing to Jimmy Swagger in the kitchen, and then the dogs are all having fun. No one notices I'm even in the cover. It's still 2 o'clock. Anyway, that's what's going on there. By the way, I started my Twitter feed flipped up again, or when, how do you call it? Went wild. Anyway, because they reran that Evine thing with Heather DeBros slamming my products again. Yes. They reran it.
Yes.
I couldn't believe it. So I was, and then Jeff brought it up again on his radio. Anyway, you got to go to Sirius On Demand and get the Jeff Lewis / Leah Black segments and listen to them, especially the one where he went off on Heather DeBros. But I couldn't believe it. They played it again.
Yes.
I mean, am I going to have to send them a legal letter or what? I mean, they're slamming my products. Well, my products, for 25 years, with all the clinical studies I have and all the before and after pictures I have and all the testimonies I have, and the customers always reorder, who is she to go on and say her product is better? And by the way, why don't you come up with a creative new idea? Invent your own product. Quit trying to copy mine and saying you did a better job of copying it. But I couldn't believe it. My Twitter just went right off the charts. Where's Little Black? He's right there. Oh, good.
People are commenting. People are saying just some random comments. The kids are marching in Miami again today.
Oh, they are? Where are they marching? I didn't know that.
Southwest Miami, she says. Oh,
okay.
Richard J. Alexander says that he got to see you the other night.
Hi, Richard. He's our fabulous producer, our New York Hollywood worldwide producer, Richard J. Alexander. The Broadway producer extraordinaire who's worked with every big major name in the world. Did you know I could sing? Did you know that? And I can dance. I'm going to audition for you right now.
Marcella Bernardi says she loves her Leah Black beauty products and her skin has improved amazingly. She's throwing out all the other products she tried and she said she is now a loyal customer.
Yay! One Leah, zero DeBros.
Tyler Clark says he wants to see a Housewives of Miami live hat video party. He always wants you to wear a hat.
But who are we going to invite?
Yeah. Tasha Jordan says you can party way harder than she can.
Oh, God.
Beth Feldman says, make sure we share.
Share this video, yes. Everybody.
And then Ryan Ferreira Holt and Melanie Glick and Chad and all of them are saying,
oh, hi,
Heather
Chad from LA.
Is a problem. She's full of herself. She's annoying. Heather needs to ride on another person's coattail.
I hate
no, seriously, who is she?
But seriously, you know me. I don't draw first blood. I don't take the first punch and I don't criticize. But if you come at me, I'm going to defend myself. And as the saying goes, if you keep lying about me, I'm going to start telling the truth about you. And so there you have it. Meanwhile, oh, I know something else we did the other day. We went to my friend Shawnee has a restaurant called Casa Calabria, Calabra in Fort Lauderdale on Gulf Road. And he had a birthday party with for his really best friend, Mike, who's a lawyer, and his wife, Trish. She put on the party with Sean's wife, Lisa. And I'm going to tell you, I thought it was going to a dinner with 6 or 8 people. And it was like 45 people. You know how I get around a crowd, and you know how I get anxiety with a lot of noise and everything. So I started getting like, oh my God, and now I've got to meet all these people. I've got to pretend I'm like what to talk about and small talk and chatter. And I was getting all myself all worked up. And then they start bringing tons and tons of this food. I'm going to tell you, there's not a restaurant in New York or LA that has better Italian food than that restaurant. I can't eat that heavy food like that because I just can't eat that heavy food. But I eat a few bites of each thing. But people were screaming. They had the meatballs and they had this chicken with all the cheese. I don't even eat cheese, and I don't eat chicken either, by the way. And then they had all this other stuff. Oh my God, they had pasta with like everything's made right there, and they made the cheese in the back. They just make it with cheese and not Alfredo. What do you call that? Cream sauce. Yeah. I mean, they just had one. Oh my God, the branzino was just. They had so much food, and it was so delicious. And so I wound up having a really good time after being so nervous when I got there, thinking, oh my God, I've got to meet all these people. I'm not dressed for it.
Ryan wants to know, is it better than Cafe Margarano?
Cafe Margarano. Oh, you know what? It's similar to Cafe Margarano. It's that same heavy kind of New York Italian food, but I do think this one was better. Yeah, I do.
David Evans Binkley says, you look beautiful.
Oh, fabulous me. Thank you so much.
And R.C. Chad says, Leah, pay Heather no mind. She's trying to climb to superstardom at your expense. I love this Leah.
Well, when I become a superstar, let's take out a page in Wikipedia and announce it. Oh, my God. So what else is going on? Oh, and so then the Gay Pride was fabulous. And then Sunday, I heard it was just smashing, huge success. But I've been there like every single time, so I didn't go this year. But, you know, I had the first white party in Miami that they ever had for Gay Pride, and it was in my backyard. So that gay community has built that white party and that whole gay scene from, 200 people in my backyard to, 60,000 people that come in sometimes on the beach for that? But then it ended on a tragic note. I saw yesterday on Twitter these four thug kids around 19, 20 years old beat up a gay couple for holding hands in public. Mm-hmm. And fortunately, somebody had a video and posted it, and they found them. They've turned themselves in. They'll probably be prosecuted. Well, they were hit with a felony. They'll probably be prosecuted for a hate crime.
Yeah.
And Miami they should
Beach,
be
on
Miami Beach.
Beach.
You can't go up and beat people up because they're holding hands and you don't agree with their sexuality. What are these people? It's probably a Republican. I can't. Oh, so what else am I doing? I'm watching, The Designated Survivor with Keith Sutherland is so good. I mean, you never hear about it, but you guys got to tune in. The Americans are coming back for the final season. That's going to be so good. And also, I'm watching Billions. Oh, that's really good. Oh, so good. I turned everybody onto that one. And then, of course, Homeland is also good. And then I'm watching The Voice. I mean, how much TV can anybody watch?
I don't know, but the only thing I'm all in on right now is The Terror. It's a new AMC show.
Oh, yeah?
I've watched the first three episodes both. Like,
I can't get sucked back in to another one. Oh, I forgot to write this guy's name down. I'll have to mention him next week. Some creative little genius that Ronnie Karam from Watch What Crappens Live met, brought him at one of his live shows.
Is that your Christmas ornament?
It's a Christmas ornament!
Was that from the guy that did the tree?
I need to get this little guy's name. So I told him I'm going to order some of these, Jason. I want to order some. And when we wrap up presents, we can put the ribbon on the top and put that on the top of it. How conceited narcissistic is that? But it's so clever. Maybe I should do one with all the dogs,
that guy's
too.
That guy's name was Bryce.
We need to get his name and acknowledge him that. Oh, it was so fabulous. I don't know if it's the same guy, but anyways, how great.
Yeah.
So now, we're going to Palm Beach tomorrow. Oh, Lord, here we go again. Another crowd of noise where I freak out. We're going to have April the 12th tomorrow from 2 to 7 at Laser Skin and Wellness in Palm Beach Gardens. If you want to go, email us at hello@leahblack.com and we can put you on the guest list. I think it's an exclusive event. There's about 175 people going. And therefore, in petty gossip, you know, I told you I wanted to go to that Teresa Giudice thing, but then I read the invitation at the hair salon, and there's this girl on the committee that spread so many lies about me years ago because I didn't want to hang out with her anymore because she was nuts. And she spread all these lies about me around town. They all got back to me, and everyone knew she was a loony. And I saw her name on the committee. I'm like, I'm not going. But I'd love to see Teresa when she's in town. Maybe we should get a hold of her. Remember that girl, Jason, when she was up there into the bookstore and we didn't go and we had that woman's name? Maybe you should just reach out to her and say, if she's in town, we'd love to have her come by or say hi or whatever. But I just can't go to that with that girl there. I just can't. Yeah, let's just reach out to her. Because I want to support her and buy her book. And I'll buy a few of them, hand them out. But I just can't go where somebody that just gossips about me and then they give her the credibility of putting her on a committee somewhere. I'm sorry. You know what? Call me what you want, but I am not a hypocrite, you know? And to me, your word and your integrity and your character, if it's exposed and it's not good, I can't have it around. It's just not for me. And celebrity gossip. Markle at the royal wedding is not going to be wearing the tiara of Middleton because it's on display in a museum. She is apparently, they leaked out who made the wedding dress. I can't remember. They're saying that it was made by Eardam. They dropped the hint. And it's a London-based design house, you know, so we'll have to see what that's going to be. Apparently, it's going to be $500,000. That's a lot of money for a dress. I'd rather have a bigger ring on my finger. At least you can look at it every day. And so Trump is not invited, but the Obamas are invited and the Clintons are invited. Yeah, the Clintons and the Obamas are invited. I read it. They're both invited. You don't think that's true?
I read yesterday that they weren't going to invite any political figures because they didn't want it to.
They're not political figures. They're no longer in politics. Let's find out. Yeah. Let's see how it works out. I hope Obama. I'd love it if Michelle went with Hillary. I'd love
last
it.
Last night I saw this thing. I think it was on CNN. They said that none of them are going.
Well, I hope that's wrong. But I read that that they were invited whether they go or not. Yeah. However, Hillary goes. I hope she doesn't wear a hat. She's already just too short. She's too short and squared off, and she does need a little pillbox hat to squat her down. Okay. Now, in other gossip, so apparently they're not. Oh, by the way, they're not asking for any gifts. They don't want gifts. They want money made to different charities. I think that's lovely. But you know, when you get, it's like when I see that, I still want to give a gift. Mm-hmm. So, like what I do, I'll give a small donation. I still give a gift. I like to give a gift. You know, whatever. Now, in Russell Crowe, remember he had the art of the divorce. Do you remember that? Well, to celebrate his 54th birthday, he had an Art of the Divorce auction, and they auctioned off antiques and treasures and memorabilia from movies on that. He brought in $3.7 million.
Oh, my gosh.
That's incredible.
Paid to get divorced.
Did you read the item that got the most was the jockstrap he wore in Gladiator.
I hope they sterilized it.
That's what they said. $27,000.
Probably got his DNA all over it. Yeah. And on tour, there's a rumor that she's leaving Vogue. I wonder if that's true. She denied it, but then it kept popping up again. Oh, Seth Meyers had a baby in the lobby of his apartment building on Sunday. He called 911 and said, my wife is having a baby. And then he called the 911 back and said she just had the baby. And by the time they got there, she had the baby in the lobby.
Yes.
And then oh my God, I would have had a heart attack. I'm so nervous. I would check in a month in advance before I let that happen. And then Tommy Lee is not going to prosecute his son. Remember they got in the fight because the son was trying to stop him from doing drugs. And then they got in a fight and then the son punched him and he had a big upper lip bleed. Anyway, he's not going to prosecute his son. Well, I think that's the right thing to do. By the way, the son should be prosecuting him for doing drugs in front of him. Anyway, whatever. So that happened. And let's see. Tommy Lee says, oh no, he just has a few drinks here and there and he's retiring and enjoying his life and that doesn't really do drinks and drugs and that. You know, when you're past the point of where your body can handle and you become an addict and you have one drink, you're cheating. Whatever. Oh, and housewife news. Oh my God, let's go to the lowest hanging fruit on television. Luann says she would like to clear the air from the New York housewives because she dressed as Diana Ross and made her skin look dark at a costume party. And she says, I love and respect Diana Ross. This was my tribute to her, and I was showing my sincere admiration. I in no way intended to alter my skin color and did not mean to offend anyone. You know, these people never learn. Ted Danson did that with Whoopi Goldberg and got a lot of backlash. You can't do that. I mean, I didn't take offense to it. I was like, oh, I thought she looked fabulous. I loved the big wig, and everybody loves Diana Ross. And I did look at it as a tribute, but a lot of people didn't like it that. They didn't like
she
it.
She said she didn't put anything on, but her
She did something to darken her skin, so just let's own
what
that.
What was great, though, it all unfolded when they aired it on the premiere, and then she was on Watch What Happens Live right after that, and she had just heard what people were starting to say about
it. Oh, so she panicked.
So she, like, panicked on the show.
Yeah, she doesn't like criticism. Yeah. Luann got divorced. Carol's got a new hairdo. Sonia's got a new look. Tinsley's still living in the hotel. Tinsley broke up with Scott, who's in Chicago, but she wants to get back together with him. Tinsley straightened her hair. I'm giving you the Reader's Digest version of what happened. Free Spirit, Carol and Adam have an open kind of relationship. Did I hear this right? Did Carol not say, I went out on a date with a girl and I enjoyed myself or I liked it? Or did I make that up? I swear she said that on there.
I missed that.
I think I hadn't heard a word about it in the news, and that's why, or in any of the tabloids, and I thought maybe I didn't hear it right. Huh. But I can swear that she was sitting and talking to one of the girls, and she said, I went on a date with a girl and I actually really enjoyed myself, or something like that. Well, to me, that'd be bombshell news. So maybe I got that wrong. So do your investigation. Oh, let's have our investigative team investigate that. You over there, number in that our office in the corner.
Get on
to that. Sonia said she went on an antidepressant and gained weight, so then she had to go juice herself to get off the meds. Oh, she's just hilarious to me. Oh, my God. Then Sonia makes the remark about Luann's husband. She goes, well, you just can't take a playboy party boy and turn him into a husband. And then Carolyn and Bethany, I guess, did the marathon or practiced to do it together and whatever, and they had a falling out. Let's hear what happened there. Bethany's dog, Cookie, died. That's very sad for me. What did you guys think about the Halloween costumes?
Well, I thought that Dorinda could not have been more blackout drunk. She looked like a bubble bath that had been sitting for about 6 hours.
That's funny.
Bethany looked like Stormy Daniels.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a really good one.
And I think
Ramona
was wearing the same outfit as Britney Spears that Erika Jane wore at lunch last week.
That Erika Jane in those costumes. I mean, is that another story or what? My Hermes bracelet coming up.
Okay. You got comments coming in. People saying that they did a good review of it. That Luann's wig was horrible.
Oh, I like the wig.
Marcella Veretti said Tinsley doesn't work. Family money, what is it with that girl? Margaret still says that he went out with a girl and he liked it. Adam did. That's what.
Oh, Adam did. Thank you for clearing that up. I was like, oh, I'm missing. See, I have to keep it so low. Roy's sleeping. I'm just trying to listen. Okay.
And everyone, Patty, Marcella, and Margaret all saying that Dorinda was like in rare form. She was the best.
She's
she was
hilarious.
Crazy. The Saturday Night Live thing, like that story, she told it like 15 times. And as she got drunker, they showed that montage where she kept calling it the NSL, the LSN.
Well, that's what people do. I've noticed when people drink, and you know, like one of my friends, Mel Harris, said to me one time, he goes, I don't know how you do it sober amongst all these people. How can you be here straight? And it's true.
Yeah.
When everyone's drinking and you're not really drinking or you don't have a buzz on, you know, and then they start talking louder and they start repeating themselves. It drives me crazy. I cannot stand to be around a bunch of drunks. I just can't. Anyway, which means that's why I don't have any friends left. No. Then everyone's giving Luann condolences about the divorce, but then Carol didn't give her condolences, and then Luann was offended about it, but then Carol made a good point. When all these other girls were piling on and criticizing you, I didn't say anything, and I'm not giving you condolences now. And I thought that, you know, Carol's a sane girl. She's actually a smart girl. And I said, you know what? I don't disagree with that. I mean, she could have said, I'm sorry about it, but she chose not to, and I don't criticize her for that. On the other hand, some people said, I don't want to sound like president. Many people said there were a couple of people that made the comment that that Carol should have apologized and, you know, that it was wrong for her not to and blah, blah. But I'm not so sure about that, you know, because she didn't pile on. And if you don't feel somebody, you know, I'm not one to give you a fake apology or a fake condolence. I might say something like, it's unfortunate that it didn't work out. Okay, that could be true. Yes. But I'm sorry it didn't work out. I'm not that sorry. Everybody told you. I don't know. Whatever. That shows like a soap opera. You can just watch it.
Said that shiny red jumpsuit was made out of Kim Z's red Solo cups. Talking about
Oh, that's funny. Oh, my God. Oh, and then Bethany says, well, Ramona isn't kind. Well, let's rewind the times that Bethany has gone off on people. Oh, my God. It's going to be a shit show. You know what? It's like a soap opera. You can just watch it once in a while, and you catch up on everything. It's like a Seinfeld show. It's just all about nothing. All about nothing. Then Luann says, Russell Simmons groped her in the elevator.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not surprised to hear that, but why is she telling everybody now?
Marry him to it?
Well,
depending on how tall the building was, they could have had their whole courtship engaged before they got to the next floor.
So let's go to Beverly Hills. This woman tweeted, Rhonda Lynch tweeted, I want Kyle's ponytail and earrings, Erica's confident, Lisa Vanderpump's flawless skin, she must be on Sudden You, Lisa Rinna's humor, Kamel's elegance, Teddy's fabulous body, and Dorit, and from Dorit, I want nothing.
Oh, my God.
I still like Dorit. Okay, what
so
happened
the
there?
The audience was going at her last night on the Watch What Happens Live.
Oh, I saw a little bit of that. I saw a little bit of that because Brendan texted me. I ask a question on Watch What Happens Live. I want you to watch it and tell me if I looked fat. He's this fat. He's that little. He's not fat at all. He's hilarious. So Dorit sits down at the table and she wants to light the candles right away. And then Teddy's like, I don't care about the candles. And I'm like, oh my God, here we go about the flute and the champagne glass again. And then Erica really gets wound up when she gets wound up. When even just repeating and explaining.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Explaining to Teddy why she was upset about that comment about the pretend amnesia, you could see that she was like, the incredible Hulk was getting ready to come out of her. But I will say this, I do like her and her costumes, and it's part of her brand and who she is, but I mean, is she ever going to just be like normal? I mean, does she just, when she goes to lunch without being on the show, does she dress like that? I think she probably does.
Yeah.
I guess she feels I'm paying all these guys and I've got all these clothes. I may as well, you know, amateurize them out and get my money's worth. I don't know. And little sweet little Teddy. Teddy's a sweet little girl, don't you guys think?
I think she's sweet. She's back next season.
She's scared to death of Erica, but who wouldn't be with Erica's eyes rolling in her head and her head spinning around like an exorcist and But I love her too.
Comments are coming in. They're saying that the after show last night.
Yeah.
When they do that after show taping.
Yeah.
That if you watch it online, that it was really something else.
So okay.
Said so the after show was super juicy.
Okay.
And I saw something this morning on a news clip about it too. That it got really good. So anyway.
All right. Well, you know, maybe you should extend a show to 45 minutes. And then you know they went to the zoo, and then the spa, and then the shopping, and yeah, all that stuff is like ho hum. But then the boat trip, that was interesting. I did think that, let me tell you, that Dorit also dresses it up. Did you see those red boots up to her crotch and they laced all the way up the front and when Lisa Rinna's got that little teddy thing on and drops the thing and shows off that hot body. I mean, I don't know anybody has a body like that at 20 years old. And she's had two adult daughters, or one adult and one almost adult daughter. And then I thought it was funny when Lisa Rinna said, "Oh, we're all having so much fun and getting along." I think it might be because Vanderpump's not here. Thing with Vanderpump and Rinna, though, is they can throw the shade and not be dark about it.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of fun to watch, and it's not below the belt, and it's not nasty. It's just humorous. And so, therefore, I give them both a pass on throwing the shade because they're not being mean and nasty about it. I don't like it when they get mean and nasty.
Well, it's time to snatch the crown.
Gives Erica time. Oh my God! Don't say anything. Let's go to Atlanta. Apparently, Sheree has been fired. I don't know why. I think Sheree. I think that I don't know. I think she brings as much as Cynthia. I think she brings as much as a lot of the girls. And the thing is, and by the way, why did Phaedra get fired for the whole thing with Candy? Portia didn't get fired when Portia and Phaedra were in it together. Mm-hmm. So I don't understand the double standard there. And I don't think Sheree should be fired. Actually, I think she's very witty and she brings stuff to the show and she's got a history with the women and I liked her. I'm surprised about her being fired. I hate to hear that, poor thing. She probably needed the job too. I mean, you'd have to need the job to put up with those girls. And then Kim Zolciak apparently is not coming back. And then apparently Kenya was on the chopping block, but according to this article, which is,
she's pregnant.
So she's pregnant. They're going to bring her back. And her husband is willing to come once in a while to the show. And then this Eva Marcel is wanting to be a full-time housewife and is in the running, but they haven't decided yet. And let's see, I guess that's it. Oh, and then are you sad to see Sheree go? That's what happens when you spend all of your time carrying everyone else's bones with having any of your own. That was from an article. Oh, karma. Oh, Portia tweeted some of that. Oh, Lord.
Got a lot of comments coming in on Atlanta. Marcella Bernardi says she didn't like Atlanta this season. Margaret says no way. I think Andy's had enough of Kim Z from a comment he made recently. Suzanne Sellinger says somebody checked her boo. Because that was her thing. Who's going to check me, boo?
Well, you know what? It's Sheree, yeah.
Yeah. Why does Kim have her own show? Phaedra. Love Phaedra. Sheree has no storyline is what people are
so what? Like, you don't have to always have a storyline. You can just be interesting and cool and, you know, funny. Right. But, you know, the other thing, I don't think Kim really wants to be on that show. She didn't show up a lot. She didn't interact with the girls a lot. She feels like she's got her own show, and I just didn't get the impression she really cares about being on the show, and it showed.
Yeah.
And it's too bad because she's good on the show, and that other show may not last forever. Her husband's not playing football anymore, and she should have seized that opportunity, in my opinion. Yeah. Whatever. Sure. She didn't ask for my opinion, though, so there. She does have my direct number, though. And then the reunion is going to be, the first segment was Candy versus Portia. I just don't understand the double standard between I get it that people didn't want to film with Phaedra, but you know what? So what? Let her film by herself. You don't get to dictate kicking somebody off the show like that. I mean, you got to be consistent. Anyway, now here's a good one. Oh, I missed this on Beverly Hills. James sent me this yesterday. Dorit Kemsley is unrecognizable in her shocking high school yearbook photo. It's hard. She is unrecognizable. She went from brunette to blonde. Got it. Her nose looks a little more contoured. And the rest of it's just mostly makeup and style. But I don't begrudge her that. Listen, honey, you got to do the best with what you have. And as you learn, you do better. Whatever. Oh, my God. I don't even have time for all this today. I don't have time for that today.
So, Edward Gonzalez, he keeps bringing up, why can't we talk about Miami? So, I don't know if he knows.
What do you want to talk about Miami?
He did ask the question, why none of the Real Housewives of Miami are ever on the Watch What Happens Live?
Because the show's not on anymore.
Because the show's not on anymore.
Right. Even though they should still have me to explain everything about life. I was on there about my book, but anyway, go ahead. If you haven't bought my book, now's the time to plug it. What's it called? Red Carpets and White Lies. Be sure you buy it right away on Amazon, or you can email us at leahblack.com, and we'll send it right over.
Absolutely.
And what else? I'll sign it for you. What?
And, I mean, I think you just wanted to kind of know what was going on, if it's coming back.
I think that fat lady saying, I talked to Lisa a little once in a while. I don't talk to her, text back and forth her a little bit. Joanna Moore, Karen some, and let's see, Christy Rice. I always like Christy. I think she's refreshing. Larsa, I get along with Larsa. And the others, please.
I love Lisa's little son. He is so cute.
He is cute. He's cute.
He's the cutest.
He's cute. Okay.
He was with a little girl the other day, trying to give her a piece of cake at some party.
Yeah.
And she was like, no!
No, he's cute. Okay, here's something for you. I love this.
Edward says he's sorry. No, it's okay. We just didn't have a lot to talk about.
No, I'd be happy to talk about it if there's something to talk about. I mean, you know, I could give you all the inside scoop if anybody wanted me to bore them to death one day. Here's something for you. This is a good one. This is who gun nuts think they are, and this is who they really are. All these NRA people, did you guys see this? It's hilarious. So you got Sylvester Stallone with the gun, and then you got this guy laying in his bed with a fat belly with a gun in his crotch. I mean, whoever comes up with this stuff. So these gun fanatics, they think they're this person, and really that's who they are sitting at home.
Oh, my God.
In other political news, I guess you know that Michael Cohen, the president's fixer, who needs a fixer? You only need a fixer if you're doing stuff wrong, who compares himself to Ray Donovan, apparently, or other people do, says that the FBI, when they raided his two or three places of locations where he has files, etc., were professional, courteous, and respectful in the raids. Counter to Trump's depiction. Trump said, they broke the door down and this and that. And Michael Cohen said, no, they were professional, courteous, respectful in the raids. Well, let me just tell you what I feel about the raids. I don't think they should always be respectful in the raids. And by the way, they can't raid a lawyer's office or home unless they have a huge amount of undisputed evidence that the guy's broken the law. So let's just start there. But Trump did criticize that Manafort got his door knocked on at 6 in the morning. Manafort, who works for the Ukraine and Russian government. And Cohen, who got a raid authorized by a Republican U.S. attorney, a Republican judge, and a Republican judge in New York. I don't know how you get to complain about that. But in any event, he has no consideration when people are arrested on the street. Remember, he said, just take their head and shove them into the car. Don't be so nice to these people. When you're arrested, that doesn't mean you've been convicted. That means you're innocent until you're guilty. So they should have the same respect for them that the FBI had for Michael Cohen. And I just don't think Trump should be saying, well, they knocked the door down when they were respectful and courteous and kind. But then he tells these ICE people, these immigration collection people, to go out and drag the mothers in the middle of the night, beat the door down, get the mother out of the bed, drag her, put her in the car, and send her off to another country and leave her 2 babies or 10 babies laying in the bed home alone, crying and screaming for their mom. Now that's an unconscionable type of raid that he praises and cheers on and says, collect them all. Pick them up off the street. Pick this. Did you see the other day? They picked up this woman from her 2 teenage daughters off the street, and the daughters were following the car, screaming. They shove her in the car, and they go deport her. But then he has the nerve to complain about people like these two rich people that have all the resources and money in the world, Manafort and Cohen, to defend themselves and hire lawyers, and they have resources, and they're smart. But then they go drag some poor woman that's cleaning houses out in the middle of the bed. In front of her kids in the middle of the night. I'm sorry, I just can't anymore.
Margaret
with that
Sandoval
one.
Says, the guilty need a fixer. she also said, preach the legal truth. He is incapable of keeping real facts straight in real time or any time.
Well, that's true. That's true. And then, you know, the Stormy Daniels thing's erupting because that's why they raided him because they, first of all, let's get the facts straight. In the very beginning, when this $130,000 was transferred, The bank flagged it as a questionable transfer. So it had nothing to do with Stormy Daniels at the time. Nobody knew that she basically was involved. It had nothing to do with her. So that was the first flag. Then this NDA that came out was the second flag. And then the RNC donating $129,000 or reimbursing $129,000 was another flag. Because why is the RNC putting in $129,000 the day after Michael Cohen paid $130,000? So there were a lot of things that just didn't add up. So they had to have sufficient cause. They would not have ever gone and raided a lawyer with the client privilege. By the way, the client privilege does not count and is not in effect if there's any evidence of a law being broken. So therefore, I think the law had to be broken or they wouldn't have, not gone and raided him. On the other hand, he's innocent until the court proves otherwise. Right. But at least they treated him respectful, unlike they treat these poor immigrants on the street, which it really enforces me. I just can't anymore.
Margaret said, she said it before, she'll say it again. She'll take Stormy for the win.
Stormy for the win.
Michael Cohen was also the treasurer of the RNC prior to the FBI raid.
But Trump has a double standard. He wants his people treated with a head like with kid gloves. And they're rich and they can afford lawyers and they live in these luxury apartments. And then the little guy on the street that sold a cigarette weed thing, a marijuana joint, they get their head shoved in and thrown in, and the ICE people get dragged in and shipped out. You don't get to treat anybody that way, no matter who they are. You have to treat them with a certain amount of respect, like that song, always be humble and kind. Well, here's another one. So listen to this one. So remember when Trump was on the Stern show? This is how he feels about treating people. He says, so he's telling a story. This guy falls off right on his face and hits his hand right in front of me. I thought he died. And you know what I said? Oh my God, that's disgusting. And I turned away, Trump said. I couldn't, he was right in front of me and I just had to turn away. I didn't want to touch him. He was bleeding all over the place. I mean, I felt terrible, beautiful marble floor, but it didn't look like it. It turned color. My marble floor became red. And you have this poor 80-year-old guy laying on the floor unconscious and all these rich people are turning away. Oh my God, this is terrible. This is disgusting. And they're turning away. Nobody wanted to help the guy. So wife was screaming. She was sitting right next to him and she was screaming. And I was saying, get that blood cleaned off of my marble floor. This is just disgusting. The next day I forgot to call the man to see if he was okay, he added. But that's just not my thing to call and check on people. This is a guy that these American people, along with the help of Russians and Comey, tell me elected to run the country. It's embarrassing. I just can't. Well, here's a Republican value for you. Conservative men want their Viagra and penis pumps paid for, but they don't want contraception for women paid for. So they don't want you to pay for birth control pills, but they want you to pay for Viagra and penis pumps. There you go, double standard Republicans. And look at this, somebody found a picture of Paul Ryan going like this, and so they put, I'm only this big after I use the pump. By the way, Paul Ryan resigned today. Oh, that enabler, who cares? I'm so glad he resigned. He's a wimp. He limped out the door. Okay, I'll save this for another time.
Let's see, got comments coming in. EJ Black says hello.
Who said hello?
EJ Black.
Oh, hi, EJ Black.
Oh, you did have some people asking, too. How was RJ's spring break?
RJ's spring break. We went to check out Pepperdine, USC, Occidental, and we're going to go and get back. We're going to check out Chapman and Loyola. He's looking at colleges on the West Coast. I mean, if he doesn't go on the West Coast, he's going to have to go in Miami, because otherwise I'll have to go move somewhere else. I can't be away from him. But it was fun. Yeah. Okay.
They can you at Posh Pet Care.
Oh, my God. Posh Pet Care is the best place in West Hollywood. They groom the dogs perfectly. I mean, when Little Black gets groomed there, he just looks like he's a movie star. And they have a daycare. I mean, it's just fabulous. And it's right down the hill from me. And I met them in the parking lot of the Fountain Blue one year. This is how I collect people.
Yeah, it's Oliver Paul Alba. He says that we miss you at Leo and at Foster Care. Say hello to RJ.
Okay. Oh, I want you.
Pepperdine is gorgeous.
It's very beautiful. And RJ was like, Mom, this is really a nice campus. And I'm like, yeah, you think? It's right across from the water. It's in Malibu. It's a little conservative for me. And Ken Starr used to be the dean there. But you know what? I'm going to let him go where he thrives. So if he wants to go there and he can get in, he's got to get those ACT and SAT grades up. Algebra's bringing it down. I'm going to leave you with this. Before I say that, the quote of the week, I'll wait for the quote of the week. Don't forget to hit share, and don't forget to, that's S-H-A-R-E, as James says with this audience, it's not share, C-H-E-R, and spread the word and get everybody watching our little Facebook Live. Speaking of Facebook, did you see those lame senators? Oh, my God, they don't even know enough about Facebook, and they don't know enough about social media. They don't know enough about any of those platforms to be questioning Mark Zuckerberg. Well, it's a joke. I mean, why didn't they bring in professional tech people and have them question him on their behalf? But they wanted to be up there and grandstand and pontificate and get their political points across. Oh, I can't with these people, Democrats included on that one. So listen to this. This is what was an editorial board on April the 10th in the op-ed section of the New York Times. I'm going to take the time to read this just because I can. And then I'm going to leave you with my quote of the week, and then we'll be done. I know we went over. You know, I could talk for 17 hours. Okay. The editorial board represents the opinions of the board, its editor, and publisher. It is separate from the newsroom and the op-ed section. Why don't we take a step back and contemplate what Americans and the world are witnessing? Early Monday morning, FBI agents raided the New York office home and hotel room of the personal lawyer for the President of the United States. They seized evidence of possible federal crimes, including bank fraud, wire fraud, and campaign finance violations related to payoffs made to women, including a porn actress, who say they had affairs with the president before he took office and were paid to be intimidated and silenced. Side note, I don't think we should be exploring people's bed life. I didn't think they should do it with Clinton. I don't think you should do it with Trump. But this isn't about that. This is about bank fraud, wire fraud, and campaign finance violations, just like Clinton's was about lying to the authorities. That evening, the president surrounded himself with the top American military officials. He's going to be heading that parade. Maybe Stormy can be in the parade. Get afloat. And launched into a tirade against the top American law enforcement officials of his own government. Many of these people were appointed by him, accusing them of an attack on our country. Now, let's remember the FBI director and most of the rank and file and all of the Justice Department at the top levels are Republicans. Mm-hmm. And so he accused them of an attack on our country. Also, the Times reported Monday evening that the investigators were examining a $150,000 donation to the president's personal foundation from a Ukrainian steel magnate given during the American presidential campaign in exchange for a 20-minute Skype video appearance. So while Trump is running for president, he's getting $20,000 to get on and do a video for the Ukraine and the Ukraine steel magnate. So what does that tell you about the conflict of interest in keeping the Russians in? I can't. Meanwhile, the president's formal campaign chairman is under indictment, and the former national security advisor has pleaded guilty to lying to investigators. His son-in-law and other associates are also under investigation. How strange is it that all of a sudden Kushner needed that $1.2 billion in 10 months and they've been all over the world trying to get it, and out of the blue, some anonymous person gave them the $1.2 billion this week? It's just too many things.
Yep.
Okay, this is your president, ladies and gentlemen. This is how Donald Trump does business, and these are the kinds of people he surrounds himself with. Mr. Trump has spent a career in the company of developers and celebrities, and also of grifters, con artists, sharks, goons, and crooks. He cuts corners. He lies. He cheats. He brags about it, and for the most part, he's gotten away with it, protected by threats of litigation, hush money, and his own bravado.
Those methods may be proving to have their limits when they're applied to the Oval Office. Though Republican leaders in Congress still keep a cowardly silence, Mr. Trump has now a reason to be afraid. A raid on a lawyer's office doesn't happen every day. It means that multiple government officials, a federal judge had reason to believe that they would find evidence of a crime and that they didn't trust the lawyer not to destroy the evidence. So that's why they didn't issue a subpoena. Yeah. They were afraid if they issued a subpoena, they would destroy the evidence.
Yeah, Chad says Donald Trump only hires the best, but the fixer couldn't even fix the NDA properly. The idiot does not realize that Donald Trump, will turn his back on him on a dime.
Of course he's not going to be loyal. His loyalty goes one way. On Monday, when he appeared with the National Security Team, Trump, whose motto could be "the buck stops anywhere but here," angrily blamed everyone he could for the unfairness of the investigation that has already consumed the first year of his presidency, yet is only starting to heat up. He said Attorney Jeff Sessions made a very terrible mistake by recusing himself from overseeing the investigation, the implication being that a more loyal attorney general would have covered up his crimes. He complained about the horrible things that Hillary Clinton did and all the crimes that were committed. He called the A-team of investigators from the Office of the Special Counsel Robert Mueller the most biased group of people. These are all Republicans. And for Mueller himself, well, we'll see what happened, he says. Many people have said you should fire him. Many people. How many times has he many people he never gives a name? By the way, he's screaming that Sessions recused himself. But when Bill Clinton met Loretta Lynch, the then Attorney General, on the tarmac in passing and had a conversation with her, he was screaming to the top of his lungs that she was corrupt and crooked and she had to recuse herself. Mm-hmm. And she recused herself. Mm-hmm. So but that was a tarmac meeting. Sessions was part of the transition team. He was part of the campaign. He, of course, has a conflict of interest. In fact, the raids on the premises used by Mr. Trump's lawyer, Michael Cohen, were conducted by the Public Corruption Unit of the Federal Attorney's Office in Manhattan and at the request not of the special counsel's team, but under a search warrant that investigators in New York obtained following a referral from the special counsel who consulted with the Deputy Attorney General, Rod Rosenstein. To sum it up, a Republican-appointed FBI director consulted with a Republican-appointed deputy attorney general who then authorized the referral to the FBI agency Field, often known for its anti-bias Trump, the deep state indeed. So it's not known. These were people in New York that liked him too. They were pro-supporters. So Trump also rallied against authorities and said they broke into Mr. Cohen's office. The attorney-client privilege is dead. The president tweeted early Tuesday morning during what was presumably his executive time that he was wrong. The privilege is one of the most sacrosanct in the American legal system, but it does not protect communications in furtherance of a crime. Anyone might ask, is this all a big witch hunt and Mr. Trump has nothing illegal or untoward to hide? Why does he care about the privilege in the first place? Why is he screaming every day if he didn't do anything wrong? Let him check it out. They checked out Hillary Clinton for 20 years, $7 million on Benghazi, and said you didn't do anything wrong. If you didn't do anything wrong, let it run its course and move on down the road. He can't do that. The answer, of course, is he has a lot to hide. This wasn't even the first early morning raid of a close-to-Trump associate. The distinction goes to Paul Manafort, Mr. Trump's former campaign chairman and a Russian oligarch whisperer, who now faces a slate of federal charges long enough to land him in prison for the rest of his life. And what of Mr. Cohen? He's already been cut loose by his law firm, and the charges are still rolling in. He's likely to get the same treatment from Mr. Trump, what you just said. Trump's not going to be loyal to him. Among the grotesqueries that faded into the background of Trump's carnival misgovernment during the last 24 hours was that Monday's meeting was ostensibly called to discuss a matter of global significance, a reported chemical weapons attack on Syrian civilians. These kids, did you see they used nerve gas on these kids who were frothing at the mouth and couldn't breathe and dying? And he, Assad used them on his own people. Assad, Russian's best friend, who's being supported also by Iran. And Trump uses that opportunity that he's supposed to be addressing Assad in Syria to rant on the entire Justice Department because he doesn't like that they're investigating him. Mr. Trump instead made it about him, which is his narcissistic and self-pitying claim that the investigation represented an attack on the country in a true sense. By the way, Hillary Clinton was investigated for 20 years, starting with Whitewater, on through Benghazi, on through the emails. Did you ever once hear her whine and complain and be a victim and poor me and they're after me? She never. She just took it like a woman. You know, too bad we didn't. We have an emotional woman in the White House right now. Oh, please.
My great-granddaddy used to always say, when you throw a stick in a pack of dogs, the one you hit is the one that barks the loudest.
And there you
exactly
go.
No,
Mr. Trump, a true attack on America is what happened on, say, September 11th, 2001. Remember that? Thousands of people lost their lives. Your response was to point out that the fall of the Twin Towers meant your building was now the tallest in downtown Manhattan. Of course, that was also not true. So this is from, I mean, I am just thrilled that people are finally starting to see and call him out. So my quote of the day, we went a little long, but it was well worth it, at least for me. I feel like I've been through therapy, purged, invented. My quote of the week, trust your instincts, but be sure they are grounded in fact and reality. All right, guys. That's a good one. Let me read it again then. Trust your instincts, but be sure they are grounded in facts and reality. I know I hate these people, well, my gut told me, well, what evidence did your gut come to that conclusion on? What'd you eat that day? All right, so listen, we'll be back next Wednesday at noon. Of course, my God, we're going to be into spending, it must be marathon soon. We'll just have a 24-hour station. Thanks for watching. Share this with your friends. Put it on YouTube. Little Black, say hi, Little
Guest
Black.
Guest
appearance. By Lil Black. Say hi. Did you say hi to Auntie Franny? Hi. Bye, everybody. We had fun.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.